Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, everyone. It's Eli here with a preview of another show that we think you're going to enjoy. This is a brand new show to the Fable and Folly Network, and it's called The Wanderer. It's narrated audio fiction created by T.H. Ponders, and you might know them as the brain behind Accession, which is a really lovely poetic podcast about art history. Also the sci-fi comedy Mars's Best Brisket, and they produce some stories for Open Worlds. And it's co-produced by Jordan Stillman, who you might know from The Ordinary Epic. But The Wanderer, this new show, Ponders calls it a queer fairy tale audio drama about being separated from the ones you love to keep them safe, to bring them home. So if you like books like Silver in the Wood or podcasts like The Far Meridian and Old Gods of Appalachia, look it up wherever you get your podcasts. Look for The Wanderer. Or go to callofthewander.com. Enjoy.
Those that travel through the forest know that there are three types of path you can follow. The first are the trails, the roads, the cuts that have scarred over, etched along the forest floor to make traversal easy. I've nothing against those who take the roads. If it's getting where you're going and not the going itself, so be it. At least they aren't the ones doing the cutting. Don't cause more damage in their going about. No, the distinction of the smallest sliver of my disquiet belongs to the group who takes the second path. The bushwhackers, or the one-man cutters, as the old ones called them. Sometimes it's about getting to the end faster, other times it's about seeing more of the scenery. And still there are those who think this way is braver, the more adventurous route. They think they're so special, forging their own path, pioneering, discovering the undiscovered. There's nothing undiscovered out here. Maybe undiscovered by them, but the provision of having been perceived by a man means very little to the forest. The old ones called it a one-man cut because it's just that. Sure, they don't take down any trees or pack the dirt so tight even the weeds can't grow, but they leave behind a trail of broken twigs and trampled fauna, and a cut is a cut is a cut. Think a beauty as big as the forest wouldn't mind a little cut, and really, she's fine. But she can't make a habit of letting cuts go unpunished, else there'd be no more forest. It's one thing to take the old scarred over roads, but cut the forest fresh, and the forest will cut you back. So, how then is a man supposed to travel through the forest? I'll tell you. The third path. the hardest to traverse, or so they say. How would they know? As best I can tell, I'm the only one who does it anymore. I'm probably the only one who's done it in hundreds of years. The problem with the roads and the bushwhacks is that they stem from the idea that traversal of the forest is a uniquely human endeavor, and that only man knows best how to get through the forest. As if there weren't many creatures here before us, as if there weren't other men here before us, as if the forest hadn't already provided the perfect paths. These paths are as old as the forest herself, and as new as the winds and rains that ever bend them. They are the arteries, the airways, the means by which the forest takes her deep, long breaths. Without these paths, there would be no forest at all. And when you're keen, when you learn to hear the forest breathe, you can follow those paths. And moving along one, it's like flying. Not a branch cracks, not a flower is trampled. Your feet barely touch the forest floor. To the townsfolk and travelers, they're whispers and legends. Stories told once, long ago, round a crackling campfire. Fairy tales they heard as children that helped them dream sweet and safe. But the old ones had a name for these paths. The Wanderers. Which makes me the last of the Wanderers. It's not a name that I wear with any sort of distinction or honor. I take no pride in it. I mention it only so you understand why I go for very long stretches without ever seeing another soul. Of course, the wander isn't easy. All things in the forest are balanced. Traveling the roads will wear a person down in a specific way. There's only so long you can move through a scar without having to pay by part of your soul. But you'll get where you're going with relative ease. The bushwhack is hard in the way that anyone who decides to follow their ego will eventually find themselves in a trap built of their own hubris. The wander is easiest on the limbs, the most natural, but harder on the mind. You don't really belong in the veins of a forest, and the forest knows it. Along the wander, you're tested. Tested for what you are, and tested for what you are not. They're not easy tests either. But I think you should know something before we continue. I'm not the hero of this story. In fact, the story doesn't have a hero. This story has a wanderer. A wanderer who will be tested. Who will pass. Who will fail. Will be left to wonder if they passed or failed, or if they were ever really tested at all. I'm not going to save anyone here, least of all myself. But I've made a deal with the forest. I've agreed to wander. To wander as long as I can, as long as the forest wants. I don't completely understand what she wants with me, but I wander because it's the only way I have to keep the person I love most safe. I wander because it's the only way I'm going to get him back. It's the least I can do. It's the only thing I can do. If I tried to go where the trees are cut low, the path wouldn't lead me to you. If I tried to go cut a trail of my own, the path wouldn't lead me to you. So I wander my way to you. So I wander my way to you. At the long road's end, there is just another bend. The road never leads me to you. What is cut you cannot mend. When you meet the forest's end, the forest will just keep me from you. So I wander my way to you. So I wander my way to you. When you choose the ease of road, the toll is your soul, and the toll will keep me from you. When you cut the greater toll, the forest eats you whole, and there will be no me to lead to you. So I wander my way to you. So I wander my way to you.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Wanderer. If you want to keep wandering with us, you can listen to the next episode right now by searching for The Wanderer on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find out more about The Wanderer at www.callofthewander.com. The Wanderer is written and performed by T.H. Ponders, produced by Jordan Stillman, with show art by V. Silverman. Created by Ponders Productions, a member of the Fable and Folly Network.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The first thing you need to know about the Vegas Sci-Fi Adventure podcast is that you're not just listening to someone tell you a story. You are stepping into a world. And Vega Rex, the woman at the center of this saga, is currently sitting at the top of it. This is not by accident. For millennia, the country Vega calls home has been carefully honing the skills of its state-contracted killers, and these so-called holy warriors have gotten real good at taking down the world's worst criminals, or, as they would call it, cleansing. 400 kills into her career, Vega is the most decorated hunter there has ever been, and likely would have stayed that way if it had not been for him. An explosive encounter with a terrorist sets Vega on a path of revenge that is so thoroughly illegal that before this story is done, she will have risked it all. Life, limb, and love to satisfy her vengeance and keep her record of righteous kills perfect. My name is Ivoma Okoro, and I have so much more to tell you about this. Check out Vega, a sci-fi adventure podcast, anywhere you listen to them, because baby, I'm just getting started.